Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We will begin at the bottom of daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ar Abishos," that Shachris could be davened until 4 hours, 4 hours in a day. I was explained many times. We're talking about Shaz Manios. Shazmanius. Ask the Gemara. Ibailhu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked. When Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Abishos, does he mean Ad the Ad Bechlal? That the fourth hour and including Ad, let's just define the word, until and including, which would include the fourth hour itself, also in the time when Shachris could be davened, or Dilma Ad V'lo Yad B'chal. He does not include the time that of the fourth hour. Toshma, so the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that until when can you daven Mincha? Ad Plaga Mincha. Until the Plaga Mincha. Explains the Gemara. And Yamit B'shlomo, Ad V'lo Yad B'chal. Now, if you say that according to Yehuda, whenever he says a time, it's only up to that time, not including the time. So then we can understand the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda will hold a mincha could be davened until, but not including, plaga mincha, because after the plaga mincha is night. And Rabbanan will hold, it could be said till night. Eli amit ad vad b'chlal. But if you're going to say whenever Rabbi Yehuda says a time in the Mishnah, it means Ad V'Chlal, he includes that time, Rabbi Yehuda, Hein Rabbanan, then what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Both are going to agree that you could say Mincha till night, Elamai. So what must we say? That when Rabbi Yehuda says a time, he holds Ad V'Lo Yad B'Chlal, that he doesn't mean till that time. Eim Sefer. So let's look at the Sefer. The last section of the Mishnah, even though, as Tosfos points out, our text of our Mishnah does not include this ruling, so must be a Braisa, Tosfos says. It says in the Braisa, V'shal Musafim Kol HaYom. The Rabbanan hold that on the day that we have to daven Musaf, we could daven Musaf all day long. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shev V'shas. You could only daven Musaf until 7 hours in the day. With Tanya, and it was taught in the Braisa regarding a Shaila. Hayil fanim shtei tefilos. A person still has two tefilos that he hasn't davened yet, that he still has to daven today. Achashem Musaf, achashem Mincha. He still has to daven Musaf, and he has to daven Mincha. So the Tanya Kama says, Mispal shem Musaf, achashem Mincha, achashem Musaf. He should first daven Mincha and then Musaf. Why? Shezeh Tadira. Mincha is more frequent. Vezeh Eina Tadira. And Musaf is less frequent. Mincha we daven every day of the year. Musaf we only daven on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim. And we have a klal, Tadir Vesheina Tadir. When we have something which is more frequent and something less frequent, both in front of us to do, which do we do? Tadir Kaidim, the more frequent one first. So that's why the Rabbanan hold Davin Mincha first. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says Mispal Shem Musaf, first Davin Musaf, Fakach Shem Mincha, and then afterwards Davin Mincha. Why? Shezu Averis, for the time of Mincha is going to end, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha Musaf could only be said till 7 hours. But Zuein Averis, Mashen Kim Mincha could be said all day. Now Iyam Bishlama Ad Ad Bichlal. Now, if we'll say that when Rabbi Yehuda says until and including, because the earliest one could have a mincha is 6.5 hours into the day. So, if when Rabbi Yehuda says Musaf is until the 7th hour, includes the 7th hour, so there's a 30-minute overlap between mincha and Musaf. From 6.5 hours where mincha can be gotten till 7, and we'll say Ad Vav Bechlal, he could have been till the end of the 7th hour. Hanan the Mishkach Shlosh Di Tfilas Ba'Adadi. That's how we could have Mincha and Musaf, according to Behuda, could be said at the same time during that half an hour. Eli Amrit Ad V'Loy Ad B'Chlal. But if you're going to tell me, when Rabbi Yehuda ever says a time, it's not including till the end of the time. Hey, how is it possible for these two tefillas, for Mincha and Musaf, to happen at the same time? When the time for Mincha has arrived, Musaf already left, because Musaf could have been only said a half an hour before the earliest time he could say Mincha. Elamai, what must we say? Ad v'ad b'chlal. But if we're going to say that, Kash Reisha, then we have a difficulty in the Reisha. Because then it'll come out that when it's said in the Mishnah, that Yehuda says, Yiladadav Mincha, Ad Plaga Mincha. And if Ad Plaga Mincha includes till the end of Plaga Mincha, which would be till night. So that's exactly what the Rabbanan say, that you could have a Mincha tonight, till the night. So then we're left with the question, My Ikaber and Yehuda Rabbanan, where is the Machalekah between Yehuda and Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara. Mi savrit, the high plaga mincha plaga chroina kama. Do you think when Rabbi Yehuda said plaga mincha, he meant the last hour and a quarter of the day? And then when you'll say the word ad b'chlal, it'll take you till the night, which is the way we explained yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda says that the plag means the plag of the mincha ketana, which is an hour and a quarter before night. He meant plag rishoina kama. It's talking from the first half of the mincha ketana. He means not the second half of the Mincha Ketana, but the first half of the Mincha Ketana. That means from Mincha Ketana until half of the Mincha, he means the first half. V'och kama. And this is what he meant to say. Amos nafak plag rishayna. When does the first half of the Mincha go away? V'aya plag achrayna. And the second plag begin? Michi nafak achas v'shov chasuri. When 11 hours, less a quarter of the day depart. That means, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda did not really mean to define the term a plag mincha that he used in the Mishnah. And therefore he meant only the first half of the mincha. Yes, in the Brayse he's telling us at which point the first half, which is the time you're supposed to say mincha ends. And when the second half is when you could have a ma'ariv according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll learn soon. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman now will prove that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Sharvis meant ad v'ad v'chal. Afanan namitnina. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba heyit chamisha dvarim. As we've learned earlier, that there was Masechta Idyos. Masechta Idyos was a Masechta that was compiled, as we will learn soon, that includes all the halachas that were day that Elazar ben Azariah, as we'll learn soon, made the Nasi. And all those halachas that are Masechta Idyos are the halach lemaisa. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba heyit chamisha dvarim. Yehuda ben Baba said five halachas. Before we explain the first halacha, some words of introduction. Midai Raisa, a father has the right to marry off his daughter even when she's a ketana. Only when she's a ketana. When she's a gdolah, he doesn't have the right. And that kedushin is a kedushin da Raisa. If the girl is an orphan, she doesn't have a father, the mother, her mother and brothers do not have that koyach midaraisa. However, the Rabbanan wanted that this girl should be able to get married, her mother and brother should be able to marry her off, so they gave the mother and brothers the koyach to marry her off. However, that is only a kedusha de Rabbanan. And since it's a kedusha de Rabbanan, if the girl, before she becomes a gdolah, decides that she does not want to remain with this husband, she has the ability to do miyun. Miyun means annulment. Even though we normally don't have the concept of annulment in halacha, here annulment is accepted. Now, the halacha is that, now there's another halacha. The halacha is that if somebody dies, a man dies without any children, his wife his wife is required to have yibum. Yibum means that one of the deceased brothers should marry the widow of his brother who passed away. Or what chalitza could be done, which is instead of yibum. Now, chalitza or yibum, the chiv of yibum, the obligation to do yibum, only exists if the woman who, the widow, has no other relationship to her brother-in-law besides being her brother-in-law from her dead husband. But if she's related to him another way, There is no din of Yibam. So we have a story. We had two men, Reuven and Shimon, brothers, were married to Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. Leah was a ketamim, was only kedusha de rabbanim. And Shimon, Leah's husband, passes away. And Reuven is stuck. He can't do Yibam on his wife's on Leah, because she's really his wife's sister. On the other hand, it's not really simple that there's a chiv here, because it was only kedusha derabbanan. On the other hand, because Leah got married when she was a ketana. On the other hand, he can't remain married to his wife because she's a chaisu gukasai. So what we do is we tell the ketana, shemana. Now, what would be in a reverse case? Let's say the brother who died was married to the Gedola. The brother, one of the sisters is an adult, and the marriage is thus midiraisa. The other one is a ketana, the marriage is only midrabbanan. The husband of the adult sister dies, childless. So now, she and her brother-in-law, who has to marry her because of Yibam, have a relationship. His own marriage is only midrabbanan, they can marriage. So what does he do? So we tell her to be a man and her husband, to annul marriage. So that marriage never took place. And now he can marry his wife's sister, who's also his sister-in-law, which had a kedusha d'oraisa. That's one halacha. Another halacha is, v'shemesinas isha p'yerechad, that when a woman's husband doesn't come, and we know usually in halacha, to establish a fact, we need two valid witnesses. Here, when there's an isha, a woman whose husband is missing, even if only one witness, who's not even a kosher witness, comes and says that her husband died, we accept it and we allow her to get married to someone else. Because mishimiguna, that she should be not left alone. But Tanagosh Neskabir Shalayim, there was a chicken that was stolen in Shalayim, Asahargas and Nefesh, that killed a person. Even though the Torah speaks always about a Shora Mazik, an axe to wing Hezek, here, it was even only a chicken, and the halacha is any animal that kills a person should be killed. The halacha is that on the Mizbeach they had to pour wine, Nisuch HaYayin, when they brought Kabbonis, and it had to be good wine, old wine, that the halacha is the wine that's already 40 days old is considered good wine. Well, Tom Shal Shachar, this is what's relevant to us, that the Tom Shal Shachar, which is the carbon for which they make shachris, which the Karba Abishos was offered during the four hours in the morning. Shema Minah, from here we see Ad V'cha B'chlal, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you allowed to say Krishma the whole first 4 hours, including the fourth hours. Shema Minah, that is Taka proof. Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana says, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ev Al-Tanam B'chrosuk V'sei, since the Mishnah in Idyas Paskins his way, and Idyas is regarded as the choicest Masechta, because all of its Mishnayos represents rules that were attested to, the Lashon of Idyas, Edis, that's why we Paskin that way. And that is Taka da Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, that this man of Shachris starts from Netzach Hamah, and it goes until the end of the fourth hour. However, it says in Shulchan Aruch, since we have the Rabbonin, the Paskin, that you could say Krishma until Chatzos, we therefore could say Krishma b'di'evid until Chatzos, and we'll still be considered, we're talking about Shachris, we could still say Shachris till Chatzos if missed it. Better to do that than to daven Mincha twice. And there's some people that say that since the time of Mincha only begins a half an hour after Chatzos, as we discussed and will discuss, Therefore, b'shasat chakodl, shachris could be said till a half an hour after chatzos. Continues tomorrow, quoting the Mishnah in Masechta Idyos. The other thing that we learned in Masechta Idyos was that the atamit shachar that the Tumah Shel Shacharis was brought at Karav Arba Shos, was brought till the first 4 hours of the day. Man Tana L'Hod Tanan. So ask the Gemara, who is the Tana of the following Mishnah? It says regarding the Mon, V'cham Hashemesh V'Namas, when the sun would grow hot, it would melt. Arba Shos. When did that happen? At the 4th hour into the day. At the Oim Arba Shos, is it during the 4th hour? Oyein El B'Sheish Shos. Perhaps it was up to the 6th hour. It says by Avram Avinu, when he was sitting at the entrance to his tent of the heat of the day, so we already speak about the 6th hour of the day. What do I mean when the sun grew hot it would melt? The 4th hour. Now, Mani, who is the town of this Brisa that holds that at the 4th hour of the day it's not considered morning anymore? Loi Rabbi Yehuda and Loi Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda, until the 4th hour is still morning, because that's why he lets you daven shacharis. E rabbanon, and if you're going to say it's rabbanon, at chatzos na mitzafrehu, even till chatzos it's morning, because we could daven shacharis till chatzos. Answers the Gemara, ibay sem Rabbi Yehuda, ibay sem rabbanon. I have a way of explaining how this brisa could work with this could work with Rabbi Yehuda and how this could work with rabbanon. Ibay sem rabbanon. I could say it's going to rabbanon. Because the Pasuk regarding the month says, Omakra Baboyka Baboyka. The Pasuk says, Baboyka Baboyka. Chalkeyu Vishne Baikarim. According to Rabbanan, the morning lasts for 6 hours. And since the Torah uses the word Baboyka twice, it means to divide those 6 hours into two mornings, each consisting of 3 hours. That's why they said they gathered during the first morning, the first 3 hours of the day, and then the rest of the morning it melted. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, I can explain Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Baikah Yisrael. Since the Torah added an extra word, Baikah, it says Baikah, Baikah, to teach us Lagdim Oshachas. Really, morning generally extends until 4 hours. Here, because the Torah adds the word Baikah to take off an hour for the morning. Ask the Gemara, the Kula Alma Mia, the Chama Shemesh V'Namas, everybody agrees that what was the time that the sun grew hot and melt? Barba Shos, my Mashma. How do we know that? Omer of Achba Yaakov, Omer Krov, the Chama Shemesh V'Namas, when the sun grew hot and it melted. Ezu Shor, what is the time? Shas Shemesh Cham, that it's warm under the sun, it's hot under the sun, but under the shade it's cool. Have Oim of Arba Shos, that's the 4th hour. Later, it's by the 6th hour, it's completely hot, there is no cool. Continues the Gemara, explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Tefillas Mincha Ad Erev. Chacham said that Mincha could be daven until night, and Rabbi Yehuda said until Plaga Mincha. Amalei Rav Chizkel Rav Yitzchak. Hasam, regarding chakras, we just learned, Amar Rav Kahana Loch Rav Yehuda. Hachamai, regarding mincha, what is Aloch? Is Aloch like Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Ishtek V'lo Yamalei V'midi. Rav Yitzchak was silent and did not answer. Amar Rav Chizkel, Nechzi Anan. Let's understand. Mid Rav Tzol, Natsu Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Mubay Joy. Since Rav Davin, the Meir of Davening of Friday night, on Erev Shabbos, while it was still day, Shema Minah Aloch Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the Aloch wasn't like Rabbi Yehuda, how could he Davin Meir so early? In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the time Mincha goes till Plaga Mincha, Meir could be Davin after the Plaga Mincha. So since we see that he davened mincha after the plague, he obviously married after the plague he, on Fridays. It's a he always like Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba. Mid Rav Huna Rabbanon lo yaven matzli urta. Since Rav Huna and Rabbanon did not daven married until night, Shema Minah ain loch Rabbi Yehuda. It's obviously that loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Concludes the Gemara. Hashtu loyit mehilchus loykamar veloykamar. Since we don't know exactly what to do. We have people that acted like Rabbi Yehuda, and we have people acted like Rabbanan. Is the Aloch of the Ovid Kamar Ovid? If somebody wants to do like Rabbanan and daven mincha till night, it's fine. But the Ovid Kamar Ovid, and if he wants, he could daven mincha only till plag, and daven mairiv immediately after the plag. And as far as the Aloch is that we could do that. Consistency is what's required. That means, if somebody wants, he could daven mincha until the plag, and daven ma'ariv after the plag, or he could daven mincha later till night, but can't daven ma'ariv till after night. Certainly, on one day, somebody should not do opposites. We're davening mincha late, and davening mincha after the plag, and davening ma'ariv before the night. Even on separate days, most Rishonim learn that it's inappropriate, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch said, it's inappropriate to jump around one day to act like Rabbi Yehuda and one day to act like Rabbanim. However, there are exceptions to it. One of the exceptions is Friday, Erev Shabbos. Since we are concerned that, and the Magen Avraham explains that even though people who normally daven mincha after the plag and therefore should not daven ma'ariv until after night, on Friday he could daven ma'ariv earlier because he's accepting himself Tosfos Shabbos, and that's why, and we don't want him to do melacha, and people are, and the Paiskim are concerned that if he's going to not daven ma'ariv till night, he may come to do melacha, and melacha certainly should not daven. Somebody should not do melacha after shkia, so that's why we allow him to daven ma'ariv early. Preferably, the Mishnah Berurah, however, says that under certain circumstances, he should be careful to daven. Under certain circumstances, he should be careful to daven mincha before the plag, because if you're going to daven mincha after the plag and ma'ariv before night, then one day you're acting like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. However, many Paiskim say that if B'Sha'as Hadchak, even that is acceptable. Another halacha is when the tzibur is going to separate itself. That means if they're going to daven mincha, and if you're going to have to daven ma'ariv late, you're not going to have a minya for ma'ariv. Most Paiskim paskin that you could daven mincha, you could daven ma'ariv immediately after mincha, even though we're doing Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan at the same time. Another shaila is, according to Rabbanan, that we say that you could daven mincha after the plag, in a strict reading of the law, it's mashma you could have of the Gemara, and that's what it's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch. You could have a mincha until night. However, Mishnah Berurah we know is very makbid that somebody should have a mincha not till the Shkia. And he in fact says, a famous Mishnah Berurah, he says that if he's going to wait for Shkia, he's going to miss. Davening before Shkia, you can only daven b'yichidus because there won't be a minyan. He says it's better to daven b'yichidus than to daven mincha after the Shkia. From this Gemara, it seems that you can't daven mincha till the night. That's what it says, till Adar Erev. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ikel Lebei Genivi. Rav came to the house of Genivi, but solely shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos, and he davened Mariv a Friday night on Erev Shabbos. Rav Master Rav Yirmiya Ba Abba Lachuri de Rav, Rav Yirmiya Ba Abba, who was Rav's student, davened behind him, the same Rav, and Rav finished davening, and he did not interrupt Rav Yirmiya's tefillah. Says the Gemara, Shmamina Tlas. From here we see three halachas. One halacha is, Shmamina Mespal Odom Shal Shabbos by Erev Shabbos, that somebody could daven Ma'ariv a Friday night, already on Friday afternoon. However, the Paiskim say, not before Plag. Before Plag, there's nobody that says you could ever daven Ma'ariv. There's also interesting Shaila regarding Kiddush and eating. Firstly, of course, if somebody davens Ma'ariv early, he has to be careful to repeat the Shema after the Zman, after night, because there's no Kriya Shema, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, has to be said at night. Furthermore, there's a Shaila, if when you come home, it's already within a half an hour of the Zman Kriya Shema, it's not simple if you're allowed to start eating a meal once you have the Chiyuv, once it's within a half an hour. Although, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, there may be a Terim, especially if somebody's going to remind you to repeat the Shema. There is another interesting Shaila that Some Paiskim say that even though you're davening Ma'ariv early and you're beginning the meal early and you're saying Kiddush early, it should try to eat at least part of the meal on Shabbos, because the Chiv of Suda Shabbos is when it's proper Shabbos. And some Paiskim say that you should eat the Friday night meal, at least part of it or something, Friday night. Next thing that we learned from this story is Mispal Talmud Acheru Rabbi. A Talmud could stand behind his Rebbe when he's davening. But we also learn that it's forbidden to stand, go before somebody who's davening. Masailei Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. This is proof to what Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi said. It's forbidden to pass before somebody who's davening. Ask the Gemara. Any, is this true? For Rami Rasi Chalfi, Rami and Rasi would pass in front of somebody who davened. Answers the Gemara of Rami Rasi Chutzla Arba Amasu de Chalfi. They used to make sure to walk past the Dalar Amis, four Amis of the person that's davening. The halacha of not passing in front of somebody davening is only in front of him. And that is the halacha, that you're not supposed to walk in front of somebody who's davening because you break his concentration. However, behind somebody, it's on the side of somebody, is permitted. Ask the Gemara that we just said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was Rav's Talmud, stood behind Rav when Rav was davening. Asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, hey, Chavar Hachi, how did Rabbi Yirmiyah do this? From Rabbi Yudah, but Rav, lo'olam, al yispal odom, a person should not daven, like neged rabbi, not standing alongside his Rebbe, v'lo'yachur rabbi, and not behind his Rebbe. So there's two reasons. Rashi says, because Yehura, it looks like Gaiva, that you're standing behind or right next to your Rebbe. And Taisa says the reason you're not allowed to stand behind your Rebbe is because when you bow down during the times of Tefillah, where somebody is supposed to bow down, it looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. V'tanya, and we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Hamispal Achuri Rabbi. If somebody stands behind the Rebbe when he's davening, and again, the Chaya Adam says that who is considered rabbi as far as this is concerned, it's somebody who the Talmud has learned most of his Torah from, or the recognized Gadol Hador, even if you didn't actually learn from him. So Mispal Achuri Rabbi, if somebody davens standing behind his Rebbe, Vanois and Shalom Rabbi, or somebody greets his Rebbe as he would greet an ordinary person, we have throughout Shas many times, Kedesh Shela Shalom Talmud LeRabbi, where the Talmud is supposed to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, is V'amachzeh Shalom LeRabbi, or someone returns a greeting to his Rebbe as he would to anybody else. V'cholet Al Yeshivaseh Rabbi, somebody sets up a yeshiva for without his Rebbe's permission. Somebody says a Torah thought, everybody assumes that he's saying what he heard from his Rebbe. So if he says it and he doesn't say that this is not what I heard from my Rebbe, so people may erroneously believe that he heard this from his Rebbe. Garim l'shchina shetestalik from Yisrael. He causes that the shchina shalif kla Yisrael. So the question comes back, how did Rabbi Yirmiyah by Abba daven behind Rav? Isn't he his Rebbe? Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah by Abba, the Talmud Chavahu. Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't a regular Talmud in the classical sense. He was a Talmud who was also equal. In other words, he started off as a Talmud, but then he became a colleague of his, a Chavah. V'hani b'kamalei Rabbi Yirmiyah by Abba l'Rav. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rav, mi bidalt. It was once when Rav davened, as we learned before, the Friday night davening on Friday afternoon, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asked him, have you abstained from work? Now, he asked Amalei in, bidilna, and Rav said, I did. V'lai Omar, and Rabbi Yirmiyah did not address Rav in the traditional more respectful manner on mi bodlmar, has the master abstained, which seems to point out that he was a chaver and did not have to speak in that special language. One more, and that's Takad Halacha, that someone should not daven standing next to his Rebbe, or standing behind his, or behind him, or in front of him. How much should he stay away? The Halacha is Dalar Amos, which is the amount that's considered a distance, and also three more, the space for the three steps that the Rebbe walks out when he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, that we have to take three steps back. There is an interesting psak that in a place where everybody has a makam kavua, everybody has a set place that that's where he sits. So it's not like somebody just stood himself down next to his Rebbe or behind his Rebbe. There, a Talmud may stand next to or behind or in front of his Rebbe by davening if that's the makam kavua. Continues the Gemara. Umi Badl. And the Rav actually abstained from work after davening. Vom Rav Avin asked the Gemara. Rav Avin said, "Pamachas is spal Rebbe shul Shabbos per Shabbos." One time, Rebbe davened Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon. V'nichnas lemerchatz, and afterwards he went into the bathhouse, the yotz, and he left. V'shanan lamperkin, and he taught us a shir. V'dayin lechashkin, still had not become dark. From the fact that Rebbe went into the bathhouse, even though he had already davened Ma'ariv, we see that davening Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon does not prevent one from doing melacha. Because the halacha is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go into the bathhouse. Because as the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos explains, first Chazal, acid, prohibited bathing in hot water on Shabbos, because they were concerned that people should not come to heat up water on Shabbos or ask somebody to heat water on their behalf. So if the halacha is that once you daven ma'ariv, you're not allowed to do any melacha, how could a Rebbe davened? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hahu de nechtes lazia, this that Rebbe went in to go in to take a sath, was taking a steam bath. The Kadim Gzer Hava, as before Chazal, forbid somebody taking a steam bath on Shabbos, which was a later decree. Ask the Gemara, Amy, is it true that after davening Ma'ariv of Friday night, you're not allowed to do work? For Abaye Sharleil Rav Dimi Bar Levoi, Rav Abaye allowed Rav Dimi Bar Heloi the Chavrui Salva to the way they used to make baskets or dye baskets. They did it with sulfur, with burning sulfur. Now, burning sulfur is certainly a malacha on Shabbos, and he davened already Friday night tefillah. How was he allowed to do that? Answers the Gemara, Tahu, that case was different, because Tahu Sahavit. Rav Dimi had davened Ma'ariv early in mistake. Again, we have to remember, they lived in a world without clocks. So one day it got very cloudy, and everybody thought it was already nighttime, and that's why they davened the Friday night Ma'ariv. Then the clouds dispersed, and the sun came out, and he realized his mistake. Asked the Gemara, Betusa Mahadra, and if somebody did make a mistake in accepting Shabbos early by mistake, is that reversible? Vama Vidim Pam Achnus Kasha Shemayim Ba'Oven. Once on a Friday, once on a Shabbos afternoon, the Skasha Shemayim Ba'Oven, the sky thickened with clouds. Ksfura Ma'am Loimer Shechahu. So everybody thought it was already nighttime. V'nichnasu L'Beis Knesses. So everybody went into the shul. V'spal Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos. And they davened the Ma'ariv of a Matzah Shabbos, even though it was Shabbos afternoon. Nispazru Ha'avim, and then the clouds dispersed, the Zohar Cham, and the sun started to shine, the Baal V'Sholos Rebbe, and they came and they asked Rebbe if they need to repeat Ma'ariv again. V'Amahoy V'Spalu V'Spalu. He said, since you already davened, you davened and you don't have to repeat it. So we see that a Ma'ariv Tefillah, even though it was said in error, still counts. So the same thing by Reb Doyah Biri Bar Levoi, who said the Friday night Tefillah on Ma'ariv, on Friday afternoon, Enochanami was an error, but should still consider a valid prayer in which he accepted Shabbos, and he should not be allowed to do Malach anymore. Answers the Gemara, Shani Tzibur, Dolay Matruchin Lay. You can't bring a raya from a tzibur. A tzibur, we do not make them daven again. because of Tircha Tzibura. However, that is only as far as tefillah. We do not make the tzibur daven again. But as far as melacha, that is not considered a Kabbalah Shabbos, and somebody can do melacha since it was accepted Shabbos by mistake. Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos by Rav Shabbos. As we learned, Rav used to daven the Friday night Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon. Rav Yoshe, says the Gemara, Rav Yoshe Matzah Shal Matzah Shabbos, Rav Yoshe would daven the Matzah Shabbos to Gemariv, the Shabbos when it was still Friday afternoon. So the Gemara analyzes these statements. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos by Rav Shabbos, Rav daven Ma'ariv on Friday night on Friday afternoon. Omer, now, ask the Gemara, I'm a Kedusha Ein Al Kais. I'm a Kedusha Kais. May somebody who does this, or we spoke before, already recite Kiddush after davening Ma'ariv, even though it's not yet night, or does he have to wait till night to say Kiddush? Tashma, Dama Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mespal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. A person could daven Ma'ariv of Friday night on Friday afternoon, after the plague, V'omer Kiddush Al Kais, and he says the Kiddush. And that's the halacha, and this is the basis for the minig, for people, many people in the summer, to make Shabbos early, but as we said before, he has to remember to repeat Shema at night. The Gemara continues with the next part of Rav Chiya bar Avin statement. Rabbi Yoshe Matzli Shematzi Shabbos for Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshe prayed Davin Ma'ariv of Matzah Shabbos on Shabbos afternoon. Ask the Gemara, I'm Avdol Al-Kais. I'm Avdol Al-Kais. Did he say Avdol Friday afternoon? Or did he not? Tashma, Dom Rav Yudam Shmuel, Mespal Odom Shem Matzah Shabbos for Shabbos, a person Kedavin the Matzah Shabbos to Kedavin on Friday afternoon, Vayma Avdol Al-Kais, and he could say Avdol on the Al-Kais. However, as Tosfos points out, this is only done in case of great necessity, when somebody is in a rush to do a mitzvah on Matzah Shabbos, and he has to be in a place where wine will not be available to him, so he could have a Ma'ariv and say Havdalah on the Kais. However, the Achronim say that certainly he should not say Bari Mereish on the fire, because it's still Shabbos, and it's obviously also to turn on, to make a fire. However, the Chronim say that even though by the letter of the law, this is the halacha, but it's not something that should be done. Firstly, it's bound that people are not going to understand. It also may cause people to do melacha before his man. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Leza, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav. B'tzad Amar Zeh, Huspal Rav Yishmol, Rav Yosi, Shal Shabbos, Per Rav Shabbos. On the side of this pillar, Rav Yishmol, the son of Rav Yosi, prayed Ma'ariv a Friday night on Friday afternoon. Kios Ula Amar, when Ula came, he said, B'tzad Tamar Hava, it was on the side of a date tree, V'loi B'tzad Amur Hava, it wasn't on the side of a pillar. The letter of Shmuel ben Rav Yosi Hava, it wasn't Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yosi, El Rav Elazar ben Rav Yosi Hava, it was Rav Elazar ben Rav Yosi. V'loi Shal Shabbos ben Rav Shabbos, and wasn't the Friday night Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon. El Shemotze Shabbos ben Shabbos Hava, it was the Motze Shabbos to Gedavening on Shabbos afternoon. We learned in our Mishnah Tefilas Arav Ein Likfa, that Ma'ariv doesn't have a fixed time. Ask the Gemara, my Ein Likfa. What does the Mishnah mean by using the language Ein Likfa? Ilayim Adiboy Masli Kula Laila. If it means that somebody has the option to daven Ma'ariv, that somebody is allowed to daven Ma'ariv the whole night, so ask the Gemara, listen, Tefillas Erev Kula Laila. So let the Mishnah say clearly that you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv all night long. Elamai Ein Likfa. What does it mean by saying Ein Likfa? It comes to say that the Aloha, it goes according to the man, the Omer, the Tefillas Arvis Rishus. The davening Ma'ariv is an elective thing. Because as we know, there's a machloikis. If Ma'ariv is a chayva or Rishus. And we're, by using this lashon of Ein Likva, we're passing in the Ma'ariv as Rishus. Dom Rav Yudah Mishmu, Tefillas Arvis, Rav Gamliel Amar Chayva, Rav Gamliel says it's a Chayva, Rav Yeshua Amar Rishus, and Rav Yeshua says it's selective. So Tosfos right away points out that when we say that Meiriv is a Chay, is a Rishus, it doesn't mean that it's optional. It means that if somebody has to do another mitzvah, he should do the other mitzvah rather than davening Meiriv. But of course, somebody has to daven Meiriv. Amar Abaya, Halacha Divrei Omer Chayva. Abaya says that Halacha is Kedivrei Omer Chayva. Rava Amar, Rava says Halacha Kedivrei Omer Rishus. The Halacha is like the man Domer says Rishus. And that is the Halacha. Interesting, there's a famous Shaila Meshiv. The Shaila Meshiv says that even though we're paskening, and we'll continue in the further Gemara's next year, that Meiriv is a Rishus, on Friday night and on Yontav night, he says there are many Shittas that Meiriv is a Chayv. And the explanation is very interesting. Why is Meiriv a Rishus? Because the halacha is that we learned previously that what is the Meiriv Keneged? Not for Kabbonis, because there are no Kabbonis brought at night. The halacha is that since Evarim and Pedorim, leftover limbs and organs and fats that weren't burnt during the day, can be burnt all night long. Sometimes, if there are nothing to be burnt, so there's nothing to burn, so that's why there's no burning, so there's no Meiriv, that's why Meiriv is a Rishus, because it's connected to something that doesn't necessarily happen. However, on Friday night, or in Yonta by night, you're not allowed to burn anything left over. That means they had a specific Chayv, that in those days they had to burn the fats right before night on Friday afternoon or Erev Yontif. Since they had a Chayv in those days to burn the Evarim Pedarim in those times, Meiriv in that time would be a Chayv. We don't pass in that way. We pass in the Meiriv as a Rishus. Again, like Taisa said, it's only Rishus that another mitzvah may supersede it. But of course, we have to daven Meiriv. And possibly the reason is because what's going to be the halacha if there's no fats by Meiriv at the end of Friday afternoon or an Erev Yontif afternoon? Just like there may not be anything all night, there may not be anything Friday afternoon.